Okay, so let's do some tapping to see if we can bring this down, and then get this to really where we want it to be, which is really about having it be motivation. And again, you know, I want to repeat that the habit to feel panic and terror and anxiety and worry around money runs really deep. It's wired deeply, and you could earn twice as much tomorrow, and I know this sounds crazy, and it wouldn't have a big effect on the fear. It would have, like, some momentary effects, but the lingering way of operating around money would find a way to re-roost itself, or people get rid of their money in very miraculous ways, you know, crazy, unexpected circumstances that show up that take away the extra money. So we really want to deal with this wiring and know we're going to have to deal with it regularly. And that's why I was saying it's a good time to work through the seven levels. But I also want the reality of where you are now in time and space with money to be motivating. Okay, so tapping to the points. Oh, my God, my money. Oh, my gosh. This is really bad. Really scary. Really dangerous. Running out of time. I'm running out of time. There's not enough. There's not enough. What if there never is enough? Terror, fear, worry. How am I going to survive? How painful is this going to get? How am I going to survive? What if it's always like this? I'm stuck with fear. I'm frozen with fear. I'm stuck in worry. I'm stuck in quicksand. I can barely move. Fear about money freezes me. I'd much rather dissociate and just go on doing what I'm doing. Just like a chain smoker. Pretending for most of my day that it's not real. This current reality in my money. This current dis-ease in my money. This current lack in my money. Present results in my money. The present is a little bit scarce. And it's real and scary. The future is uncertain. Uncertain and scary. Panic. Fear, worry. I don't want to feel this. It's too real and too present. My present reality and my money. It's just present results. Present reality and my money comes from everything I've been doing up until now. I've got to kick it into high gear and get a different result. I honor my fear about money. I'm open to letting it be a motivator. Not really the best motivator, but a powerful motivator that reminds me to go for it, to get charged, to kick it up a notch. I need to make some more money. And I am open to that. And I guess I'm grateful for the motivation. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. I'm really not grateful for this kind of motivation, but, you know, it's still a motivation. So I just want you to kind of let that settle in your body. You know, and think about that. You know, it's like if you could expand out your view, you know, you could be your, you know, your higher self, your wise soul. If you could be your angels or guides or beings of light who are looking at you on the planet right now, knowing that you have these amazing gifts and talents and this mission to enhance the entire world with those gifts and talents. Shine for the beauty of you. And looking at you on this planet, being rather stuck from your life, your programming, your wounding. How many different pieces of motivation would you throw down onto planet Earth to get your butt in gear if you were watching from above? So I want you to look at it this way. If your guides and God and your angels and your higher self have thrown at you literally buckets of snakes, tons of painful motivation, that means you matter. Your mission is important. Your gifts are important. They are throwing a bucket of snakes at you to get you to get your ass in gear. And it's because you freaking matter. Your mission matters. Your gifts matter. And so look at your present money again. You should feel a little calmer about it. And I want you to point up at the sky and say, somebody up there really, really cares about me. Somebody up there really wants me on my mission. Somebody up there really wants to motivate me to break through the barriers. Now, this is probably the weirdest way to look at your money that, you know, I have ever heard of. But it makes sense. Okay? It makes sense. Okay. So I want you to recommit to doing whatever it takes. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I pound my desk when I talk to you guys sometimes. To do whatever it takes. That's me pounding my desk. To get your gifts out there. To get on your mission. To start making stuff happen. Okay?